Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Sunday service, first day service right here, here, here. Malcolm Ehud, blessed first day. Yes, I here, here. RSS number 2 here. Noah, going to fulfill in this Noah Torah reading and feeding. And the psalm for the Sabbath, right, connected with the Sabbath, the Shabbat, we had Psalm 123. So as ones and ones gather, family, at home and abroad, yes, I. We're going to ride up right here, here, here.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Original Justice Man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line. When the Lord asks me what I give it a sound.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on hand, 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Malcolm Ehud, blessed first day, here, here, here. Yes, I. Mighty Diamonds, have mercy. Yes, I.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, 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 Noah, 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 getting to know Noah right here in this Torah reading and feeding. So we had left off the after the Shabbat podcast, Saturday Night Live, the after the Sabbath podcast, previous podcast, left off at the seventh Aliyah. So while ones and ones gather, hopefully here for the first day service, we're going to go over just to hear the Scorby read for Little Dub. We're going to go over, give an ear right here, become familiar with this very important Torah reading and feeding. Let's pick up right here, Eka Mouse, the Eka Mouse Dub, going over the Torah reading and feeding up to the seventh Aliyah, here.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, 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 in the eyes of the Lord.
Build his house on the sand, oh yeah.
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, they that were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Here, the continuation right here of this Torah reading and feeding on the Abyssinian. That was Ichamaus, Noah's Ark dove right there. During the Shabbat, we shared the Abyssinian Declaration of Rights here to Genesis chapter 8. Right here on Rabboni High Five, we have the Abyssinians. Mavrak! Yes, sir.
Chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of the foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass, in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. neither will I again smite any more everything living, as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease.
Yes, 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 hear the Sunday service. I don't know if some of the items heard the first version. You want to hear that? Hear. Let's hear that here again. Let's give ear.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Rabboni, high five. Hear. That was the Mabrak. Genesis chapter 8. Here's Declaration of Rights. Remix.
Chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. The ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass, in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease, shall not cease, shall not cease, shall not cease, shall not cease.
Yes, yes, yes. Rabboni High Five right there for remix right there. That was Genesis chapter 8. So working our way up to the 7th Aliyah that we left off with on the Saturday Night Live, right, podcast, because it's not really the Sabbath when we come on the air right then. It's after the Sabbath, so the after the Shabbat podcast to review and reflect. But here, 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 Genesis chapter 9, listen to this, here, 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 kind of go along with that same dub right there, here, Declaration of Rights, chapter 9, oh.
Chapter 9, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. To your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Surely, your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Curses be Cain. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Yes, I. So here, chapter 10 for this second sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, right here. We have Genesis chapter 10. So this is a 7-inch right here. Burning spear, here. Bad to worse. The dub, Rabboni Hi-Fi. Yes, I. I. All over, the flood all over.
Chapter 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodan. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their land, every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nation. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Reamah, and Sabtika. And the sons of Reamah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calne, and the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Asher, and builded Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Reason between Nineveh and Calah, the same as a great city. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Kashluhim, out of whom came Philistim, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gezer, as thou goest unto Sodom, and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, even unto Lashan. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam and Asher and Arphaxad and Lud and Aram, and the children of Aram, Uz and Hul and Gether and Mesh. And Arphaxad begat Selah, and Selah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad and Sheleph and Hazar Maveth and Jela and Hadoram and Uzal and Dikla and Obal and Abimael and Sheba and Ophir and Havilah and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood, 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 after the flood.
Yes, 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 in their nations after the flood. Now, there's a statement there about the isles of the Gentiles, and some from the English version zoom in on that, the Gentiles, the Japheth, and the Isles of the Gentiles. But there we talk about the nations. The word nations in the Hebrew is the goyim, and that terminology basically means nations or Gentiles as well. But here, 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 we are right here at the seventh Aliyah. Before we ride up, bring forward the Kibra Neges. The Kibra Neges, or as it's called from the English way of looking at it, the Kibra Neges. But the Kibra Neges, the glory of the kings here, the version by William Budge. Here we have a reprint of a beautiful, beautiful iconography. I think this was first in either Jet magazine or Ebony magazine back in them days. The days, it says, he shall shew in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed, only potent, King of kings, Lord of lords. Yes, I, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, root of David. We now behold, Kedemah, Rehala, Salah, say, has prevailed to open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. So here, the Kibra Neges, the glory of the kings, and in our own study, one of the better translations into the English. We know there's the other Kibra Neges as well, which is also very good, though it's a little bit rearranged in some of the chapters, but it's also a good version. But this one here, Sir E.A. Wallace Budge, you see the Star of Ethiopia from Dagmawi Menelik, Menelik II. But here, 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 like to just zoom in here with this, a second sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong here on the First Day podcast. I'd like to zoom in on chapters 7, 8, and 9. 7, 8, and 9. So here, 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 Kibra Neges, we got the reprint. Check it out. Get a copy if the eye is able to. Get a copy, ljs.org. Also, some other companion studies, ancient manuscripts, getting more of the Ethiopic, the Holy Ethiopian, the Israelites of Ethiopia perspective in our Torah reading and feedings and Bible studies, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, as well as the Ethiopic Book of Enoch as well. And we also have the Ethiopic, the Gittes manuscripts to kind of read and study side by side. This is why we say that Wallace Budge, his translation is better, you know, than some of the things we see now there, because actually comparing it with the Ethiopic of the Kibra Neges, and we have those available as well for the students and the scholars, the Rastafari Chabarim. So here, 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 chapter 7. Of the Kibra Neges, Queen of Sheba, and her only son, Menelik. So chapter 7, concerning Noah, concerning Noah, concerning Noah. Now, Noah was a righteous man, He said, Exiav, he had a sustainer, the good genus Ab, Chaylahim, the power, and kept the righteousness and the law, the Torah, that his fathers had declared to him, the direction, instructions that his fathers, his patriarchs, had declared to him. Now, Noah was the 10th generation from Adam, and he kept in remembrance and did what was good, and he preserved his body from fornication, and he admonished his children, bidding them not to mingle with the children of Cain, the children of Cain, the arrogant tyrant, the divider of the kingdom, who walked in the counsel of Diablos, of the devil Hasatan, who maketh evil to flourish. And he taught them everything that Exiavi had the sustainer, Chaylahim, the power, hated: pride, boastfulness of speech, self-adulation, calumniation, false accusation, and the swearing of false oaths. And beside these things, in the wickedness, the wretchedness of their uncleanness, that was unlawful and against rule, man wrought pollution with man, and woman worked with woman the abominable thing. Chapter 8, concerning the flood. And this thing was evil before Exiavi had sustained Chaylahim, the power. And he destroyed them with the water of the flood, which was colder than ice. He opened the doors of heaven, and the cataracts of the flood poured down. And he opened the fountains that were under the earth, and the fountains of the flood appeared on the earth. And the sinners, the Akkas, were blotted out, for they reaped the fruit of their punishment. And with them perished all beasts and creeping things, for they were all created for the gratification of Adam and for his glory, some to provide him with food, and some for his pleasure, and some for the names to the glorification of his creator, so that he might know them, even as David saith, quote, and thou hast set everything under his feet. Here's Psalm 8, verse 6, end quote. For his sake they were created, and for his sake they were destroyed, with the exception of 8 souls, and 7 of every kind of clean beast and creeping things, and 2 of every kind of unclean beast and creeping thing. Chapter 9, concerning the covenant of Noah, of Noah, concerning the covenant of Noah. And then Noah, the righteous man, died, and Shem reigned in wisdom and righteousness. For he was blessed by Noah, saying, be Elohim, be God to thy brother. And to Ham, he said, be servant to thy brother. And he said to Japheth, be thou servant to Shem, my ear, and be thou subject to him. And here there's a footer here that says, compare Genesis chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. And again, after the flood, Diablos, the devil, Hasatan, our enemy, enemy, did not cease from his hostility against the children of Noah, the children of Noah, but stirred up Canaan, the son of Ham, and he became the violent tyrant or usurper who ripped the kingdom from the children of Shem. Now, they had divided the earth among them, and Noah had made them swear by the name of Elohayo, his Elohim, his power, that they would not encroach on each other's boundaries and would not eat the beast that had died of itself or had been ripped by wild animals, and that they would not cultivate harlotry against the law, against HaTorah, lest Egziavihar, the sustain the Hailahim, the power, should again become angry with them and punish them with a flood. And as for Noah, he humbled himself and offered up sacrifice, and he cried out and groaned and wept, and Egziavihar, the sustainer, Hailahim, the power, held converse with Noah, who said to him, if thou wilt destroy the earth a second time with a flood, blot thou me out with those who are to perish. And Egziavihar, the sustainer, Hailahim, the power, said to him, quote, I will make a covenant with thee, that thou shalt tell thy children, they shall not eat the beast that hath died of itself, or that hath been torn by wild beasts, and they shall not cultivate harlotry against HaTorah, against the law. And I, on my part, covenant that I will not destroy the earth a second time with a flood, and that I will give to thy children winter and summer, seed time and harvest, autumn and spring. And here at the conclusion of the ninth chapter concerning the covenant with the covenant of Noah, concerning the covenant of Noah, here from the Kibbutz Neges, the translation, the Queen of Sheba and her son Menelik, it has a footer right here. It says Genesis chapter 8, verse 21, and compare Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. Now, there's some mo here concerning the ark. It's very interesting, the reasonment in the Kibbutz Neges concerning the ark, both the salvation then and the salvation to come. Remind I and I of Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, Memharach, and Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he says, as the days of, you know, Noah were, so shall it be, you know, in the time of the child of humanity, the son of man. So hopefully we'll touch on that as well from the Kibbutz Neges, right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
It's a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
So here, we'll ride out with the seventh aliyah right here. We're going to chapter 11. Chapter 11. Call this the bankruptcy chapter. Chapter 11, Genesis, the dove, once again, the burning spear, bad to worse. And then we ride out with the seventh aliyah. And then the prophets reading coming forward, Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 54, focus verses, verse 1 to chapter 55, verse 5, and the Brit Hadasha, the Hadish Kidan, the Hadith Kidan reading, Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 46, 1 Petro, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, and Hebrews chapter 11, focus verse 7, right here, here, here. Let's go.
Chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them throughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and he begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years, and begat Shelah. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Shelah 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Shelah lived 30 years, and begat Eber. And Shelah lived after he begat Eber 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years, and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years, and begat Reu. Peleg lived after he begat Reu 209 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 230 years, and begat Serug. And Reu lived after he begat Serug 207 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years, and begat Nahor. And Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years, and begat Terah. Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years, and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died, 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 and Terah died.
Yes, yes, yes. A little note right there, there, there. That was the KJV read. But as we check the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, as well as the Septuagint, there is 100 year. You have to add about 100 years to descendants of Shem. The 100 years. There's a difference in the numbering of the age of the patriarchs from the lineage of Shem. There's an interesting reason, even Judaically, for that difference there and some of the speculations that come out of that 100-year or so difference. But just a little note that the KJV is inconsistent there with the numbering of the ages of the patriarchs from Shem. And the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, also verifies that inconsistency. At least it verifies that the KJV is inconsistent with the dates of the ages of the patriarchs and is more consistent with the Septuagint right there. So just pointing that out, get into some more of the reasonings, but just to note that there, Havareen, to note that there for the record. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, the seventh aliyah right here, just to fulfill the aliyot. Seventh aliyah right here for Shabbat Noach, for Senbet Noach.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Shabbi'i. Shabbi'i, here for the seventh aliyah, the seventh up offering, seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Noach. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishith, here for the Shabbi'i, the Shabbi'i, the seventh aliyah, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 11. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, the Shavi'i Aliyah, the seventh reading. Vayehi kol ha'aretz safa echat u'advarim echadim. The failure of man under the under Noah's covenant, the Noahic covenant. Verse 1. Vayehi kol ha'aretz, and the whole earth and the entirety of the earthly plain was vayehi, vayehi, and it became and it came to pass. Kol ha'aretz, all the earth, all the earthly plain, Safa Echat, was of one language. Safa, lip, Echat, one. One female lip, one mother's tongue. Vayehi kol ha'aretz Safa Echat, u'advarim echadim, and of one speech, and of word, devarim, echadim, and of one set of words, one devarim, and the words one. Vayehi, and it be, and it came to pass, and it was. Vayehi kol ha'aretz safa echat, u'devarim echadim. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, and other, go to, let us, make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us, make I and I, build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to Shemaim, to heaven, and make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The judgment of the confusion, the chaos, the confusion of tongues. Life continues under the Adamic and Noahic covenants. Verse 5. And Yahweh Jehovah came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us make I and I go down, and they are confound their language, that they may not understand one and others, one another's speech. So Yahweh, so Jehovah scatter them abroad from thence from there upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, Babel, because Yahweh did there confound the language of all the earth, the earthly plain. And from thence did Yahweh, did Jehovah, Jehovah scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. The ancestry of Abram. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Verses 10 to verse 26. In the KJV, the King James Version, the ages of the Shemitic, the Shem line of patriarchs is off by 100 years as in comparison with the Septuagint as well as the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. So here, 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 from verses 10 to verse 26, we would like to aliyah, continue the aliyah, with the Septuagint translation, with the correct number of the ages of the patriarchs in the genealogy from Shem to Abram, from Shem to Abram, the ancestry of Abram. Ancestry of Abram, verses 10 to verse 26, we will be reading and continuing in the Aliyah and the up offering, the offering up here in the Shavi in the seventh Aliyah for this Shabbat Noach from the Septuagint reading, which has the correct dates of the patriarchs from Shem to Abram. These and these are the generations of Sem, of Shem. And Sem, Shem, was 100 years old when he begat Arphaxad, Arphaxad, the second year after the flood. And Sem and Shem lived after he had begotten Arphaxad, Arphaxad, 500 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Arphaxad lived 130 years and begot Canaan. And Arphaxad lived after he had begotten Canaan 400 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Canaan lived 130 years and begot Salah. And Canaan lived after he had begotten Salah 330 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Salah lived 130 years and begot Heber, Eber, Heber. And Salah lived after he had begotten Heber 330 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Eber, Heber, lived 134 years and begot Peleg, Phaleg, and Heber, Heber lived after he had begotten Phaleg, Peleg, 270 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Peleg, Phaleg, lived and 130 years, and begot Ragau, Reu, Reu, Ragau. And Phaleg, Peleg, lived after he had begotten Reu, Ragau, 209 years, and begot sons and daughters, and died. And Reu, Ragau, lived and 132 years, and begot Sarug, Saruch. And Reu, Rao, Ragau, lived after he had begotten Sarug, Saruch, 207 years, and begot sons and daughters, and died. And Sarug, Saruch, lived 130 years, and begot Nahor. And Sarug, Saruch, lived after he had begotten Nahor 200 years, and begot sons and daughters, and died. And Nahor lived 179 years, and begot Tarha, Terah. And Nahor lived after he had begotten Tarha, Terah, and 125 years, and begot sons and daughters, and he died. And Tarha, Terah, lived 70 years, and begot Avram, and Nahor, and Ahan. And here we pick up with the KJV, verse 26. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Avram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Avram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot, or Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chasdim, in Ur of the Chaldees. And here for the Maftir for this Shabbat Noach. Here, picking up at verse 29, Genesis chapter 11, verse 29, for the Maftir reading. Vayikach Avram v'nachoral lahem nashim shem esheta Avram Saraya v'shem Esheta Nahor Milka Bata Haran Abia Milka Wa Abi Yiska. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. Vayikach Avram v'Nahor lahem nashim. The name of Avram's wife was Sarai. Shem eshet Avram Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife, Milka, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milka. V'shem esheta Nahor Milka, bata Haran abia Milka. And the father of Iska, wa abi Yiska. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. incomplete obedience, the wasted years at Haran, verse 31. And Terah took Avram, his son, and Lot and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Avram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Kasdim, Ur of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Hear, 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 fulfill, fulfill this Shabbat Noach, the Torah portion reading. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur dimtzu, kubur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, l'kadamawi chay l'salasi, glory be to Aynai Father, abinu, Aynai King, melkeinu. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. As we went along right there, reading His Majesty's Bible, we see that in many places it agrees with the Septuagint, but yet there are at least three differences we notice. As we were listening to, we said, let's just read along with the Metz of Kedus, where it generally agrees in many places with the Masoretic and in some other places with the Septuagint. And here's one of the places, the ages of the Shemitic or the patriarchs descended from Shem. But then we notice that there was a couple of differences towards the fulfillment as well. So we're going to go through that a little more diligently, you know, and to bring ones and ones the invoices, not just the receipts. The receipts is what you paid for, but, you know, what they owe. You know, what they owe. We'll bring the invoices on that. But just to note that right there for the record, the KJV seems to be off right there. Some of the Masoretic versions, Septuagint, tends to have the more correct, but then we notice with the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals from the Ethiopic and Guz, we notice about three or so differences, but I'm going to do due diligence on that right there. But here, the Baraka at the fulfillment of the reading and feeding from HaTorah, going to write up the prophet's reading, as well as a new covenant reading after this.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following Baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Aynai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Aynai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jalor. Wa imru, amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei vatokanu, Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah, Sheilah.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Padamawi, padamawi. Inflasya!
To whom praise is due forever.
Yes, yes, yes. Going to ride up with the Haftarah question. His Majesty's Bible, yes, has 100 years. Generally speaking, the KJV is generally off with 100 years of the patriarchs from Shem. But here, riding up with the Haftarah, First, the Baraka, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, focus verses, verse 1 to 55 and 5. But first, the Baraka, the Barake, the blessing for the reading. Here. Yes, I. Shema.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 1 to chapter 55. Verse 5. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh Buruku. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh Zebaot Buruku is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedus An de Israel, the Elohim of the whole earth shall he be called. For Yahweh have called thee as a woman forsaken and grieving in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou was refused, saith thy Elohim, Buruku. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, Buruku. For this is as the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh Buruku, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it is not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals of the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh Huruhu, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of Yahweh. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run to thee because of Yahweh the Elohim Buruku, and for the Kedush sons of Israel, the Holy Ones of Israel, for he have glorified thee. Amen. Every day is a struggle trying to make it by. What do you do when everything you've been told is a lie? What I put on these lines, I be speaking the shit that you're hoping to find. They say that I'm out of my mind, beating a poke in the sight of the blind. Now man, female wants to blind, rip the king to I. Straight at a Zion, I conquer a lion, my shocker is higher. I'm spitting the fire, repairing a breach, the devil's a liar. Yeshua is the Messiah, only fools can never deny him.
Now
I'm
king to I. Now man, female wants to blind, rip the king to I.
Standing here spitting these words in the verses, revealing things that'll break all the curses. Canada helps me to fulfill the purpose. What's the reason for me being on earth? Things in the dark are beginning to surface. Ones on the bottom beginning to surface. Get the understanding what the blind man worth is. Under the characteristics of the curses, look in the book and understand what you're reading. Fighting the heathen, it's open season. Give me a reason. Coming against the kingdom is treason. That's why I'm pleading. Time is a hand, in Ethiopia was born a man. So I am best to conquer and I am up to the covenant, rest in Zion.
Zion, 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 Zion.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher natan lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, ve'habarot, shel habarik ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain habarik ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36, Lamed Wow, verse 37, Lamed Zain, verse 38, Lamed Chet. We Hayom Hahua, we Ha'asa Hahia, Ein Ish Yodea, Gam Lo Melake Hashemaim, Gam Lo Habin, Bilti Abi Lebado, Wiki Me Noach Kain, Gam Bau Shel Ben Ha Adam. Ki kasher lifne yme hamabul hayu oglim we shotim nesaim nashim we notnim nashim la anashim ad hayom asher pa noach el hateba. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour Adonaikum, what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom Adonaiu, whom his Lord, has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom Adonaiu, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. 1 Peter chapter 3, the vicarious suffering of Mashiach, of Christ, preached by Mashiach through the Spirit in Noah. Verse 1, Yod Chet. Verse 19, Yod Tet. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Ki gam ha-Mashiach met pa'am achat al chatoteinu ha-tzadik ba'ad ha-rasha'im lekareb otanu el ha-Elohim humat ba-basar wa-yehi ba-ruach u-bekein halak wa-yekra le-ruchot asher ba-mishmar asher lepanim lo he'eminu כאשר חיכה אלוהים בעורק אפו בימי נוח, בהעשות הטבע אשר נמלטו אליה מעטים, והם שמונה נפשות מן המים. והוא דמות הטבילה אשר כעת תושיע גם אתכם לא להסיר חלת הבשר, כי אם לשאל לנו מאת אלוהים רוח שלם על ידי הקמת ישוע המשיח. For Mashiach, for Christ, also has one suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to Elohim, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. By that also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, that sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of Elohim, waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Elohim, by the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of Elohim, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Hebrews chapter 11, part 5, the superiority of the faith way, the sphere of faith. Verse 1, Aleph, ki ha emuna hi bitachon bema shentafelo vehokachat debarim she'ainam nirim. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Kabor lakalu, kabor ledimtu, kabor lachailu, kabor lakermawi, chaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Fulfilling, fulfilling, fulfilling.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Eyes is eyes. So here, 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 the standing psalm, evening psalm for the first day, for the Ehud, for the Yom HaRishon, the Ras one day. Here, 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 Psalm 24.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord. And the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof.
Wild and they that
the world,
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
and pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equally. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation.
Thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie I. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory.
Lord of all.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh,
And now we ask again, who is the King of Glory? Jah Rastafari, Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up and says, Light of the world. Rastafari. He is the King of Glory.
Zion, here, we're going to segue. Let's segue right here. We got 22 minutes before the overflow. You have to fill before it overflows. So about to fill up right here, the first 2 hours right here for the Sunday service, first day service, here for this, Noah, right here. Now, as it comes to the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding, in the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding, it intro after Noah, intro Abraham. And here for the Sunday service and the evening psalm for the first day, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and even amongst many in Yehudinet, you know, Jews and Judaism, also keeping with this ancient tribe tradition that the first day psalm, Sunday evening psalm. This is the time of the evening, right? And then the morning, it's the dawn, the day, 12 hours in the day, Moshiach say. But right there at the end of that, Muta Baruka, love that tune there, bro. You know, some other stuff, well, still Rastafari, brother, you know. But anyway, love the tune right there. Love the tune, King of Glory, B-I-B-L-E right there. And Luciano. And the outro chorus, Zion, here concerning Zion. We get up to chapter 9 of the Kibbutz Neges, the glory. Kibbutz, like Haile, means Haile from the greatest power of. Kibbutz, not Kibbutz, but Kibbutz, Ethiopically speaking. Kibbutz means the glory of Neges, of the king. So here, Queen of Sheba and her son Menelik, we touch on chapter 7, 8, and 9, respectively. Just go over the titles of those chapters right here. We call this our Ethiopic Timheret in the Hebraically Talmud, which means teaching, right? Give us a teaching of his master. This is our Timheret. This is Ayinai, not the Babylonian thing, but this is Ayinai, Ethiopia thing, the thing of the King of Kings. So here, the Queen of Sheba and her son Menelik. So we touched on chapter 7 concerning Noah, chapter 8 concerning the flood, chapter 9 concerning the covenant of Noah, rainbow, circle, throne, that rainbow, yes, I, Arengwade, the green at the top, according to the teaching of his majesty, and according to the constitution, green in the uppermost, yellow, the mid, and red, that groundation, the red, right, that Adam, Adomni, as it says that Dawit was reddish, and Adam come from the Adama, that reddish brown ground. So that's the rainbow in its proper, the spectrum in its proper orientation. Don't follow the Sodomite activists. They flip the rainbow upside down. Maybe that's what they meant by somewhere over the rainbow, flipping it upside down. Anyway, here in the cover of the guest, Glory of the Kings, the Ethiopic title, translation that we recommend here in the English, and also ones can check out the Ethiopic to compare and contrast. Here we're at chapter 10, following up on that segue right there from the Psalm 24, Luciano and Muta Baruka, Zion, the chorus, concerning Zion, Tevrenegesh, chapter 10. And I swear by myself and by Zion, the tabernacle of my covenant, that I have created for a mercy seat and for the salvation of men. And in the latter days, I will make it to come down to thy seed, to thy race, that I will have pleasure in the offerings of thy children upon earth. And the tabernacle of my covenant shall be with them forever, forever. And when a cloud hath appeared in the sky, so that they may not fear, fret or fear, and may not imagine that a flood is coming, I will make to come down from my habitation of Zion, Sion, the bow of my covenant, that is to say, the rainbow that shall crown the tabernacle of my law. And it shall come to pass that when their sins, their uckeries multiply, and I am wishful to be wroth with them, I will remember the tabernacle of my covenant, and I will set the rainbow in the sky, and I will put away mine anger and will send my compassion. And I will not forget my word, and that which has gone forth from my mouth I will not overlook. Though heaven and earth, the heavens and the earth, the earthly plain pass away, my word shall not pass away. And here there's a footnote here to Mateo, to Matthew, Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, verse 35. Continuing. And the archbishops who were there answered and said to the blessed Gregory, behold now, we understand clearly that before every created thing, even the angels, and before the heavens, the Semayat, Shamayim, and the earth, the earthly plane, and before the pillars of heaven and the abysses of the sea, he created the tabernacle of the covenant. And this that is in heaven goeth about upon the earth. And here, touch on chapter 11, carry this up to where Abraham comes into the Kevranegesh. And one thing we found by the Torah reading and feedings, as we study the Torah reading and feeding, sabbatical studies, and compare and contrast with the Ethiopic documents, the teaching of His Majesty documents, we see that the Kevranegesh is arranged even in this kind of sabbatical order, mystically sabbatical order way. So here's chapter 11, which concerns the unanimous declaration of the 318 Orthodox patriarchs. Something about that number, 318. It's also numerical value of Eleazar, or that L, the power is help. Also, Abraham had 318 trained household servants when he went in the war against the kings back then. But here, the 318 Orthodox fathers, 318 Orthodox right-thinking, orthodoxa, right-thinking patriarchs. Here, chapter 11. And they answered and said to him, yea, verily, truly, amen. The tabernacle of the covenant was the first thing to be created by him. And there is no lie in thy word. It is true and correct and righteous and unalterable. He created Zion, Zion, before everything, everything else, to be the habitation of his glory, Kabru. And the plan of his covenant was that he said, quote, I will put on the flesh of Adam, that is of the dust, and I will appear to all those whom I have created with my hand and with my voice, end quote. And if it had been that the heavenly Sion, the heavenly Zion, had not come down, and if he had not put on the flesh of Adam, then Egziah v'herkalu Elohim hadabar the power, the word, God the word would not have appeared and our salvation would not have taken place. The testimony or proof is in the similitude. The testimony or proof is in the similitude. The testimony or proof is in the similitude. The heavenly Zion is to be regarded as the similitude of the mother of the Redeemer, Mariam, Mary. For in the Zion that is builded, there are deposited the 10 words of the law. The 10 words, Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words of the law of HaTorah that were written by his hands. And he himself, the creator, Fetariu, dwelt in the womb of Mariam, Mary. And through him, everything came into being. Here, chapter 12, concerning Canaan. And then there's a footnote here, the son of Ham, the son of Ham, Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. Now, it's interesting because in this Western Gentile way, we get confused with counterfeit Christianity. And, you know, some may want to simp for Canaan because he came from the one they call the black man, Ham or Ham. But it was interesting, we looked into the order of the coronation, and even there it reaffirms, right, extermination of those seven nations of Canaan, which is the likeness of the seven heads of the beast. So it was interesting that we found those words even in the order of the coronation and the anointing of Kedemawi Haile Selassie and the crowning of Itegemene. Itegemene, she was crowned, yes, on the same day. His Majesty, we could say, changed up some of the ancient, you know, things, but he kept to the principle because only he himself was anointed, thus Moshiach. She was crowned. So His Majesty was anointed, Messiah and crowned, and his consort, our Queen Mother, she was crowned. Chapter 12, concerning Canaan. What does Canaan mean, Chaverim? Canaan. Now, according to the covenant of guests, here, chapter 12 concerning Canaan. Now, it was Canaan who rent or ripped the kingdom from the children of Shem. And he transgressed the oath that his father Noah, had made them to swear. And the sons of Canaan were seven mighty men, and he took seven mighty cities from the land of Shem and set his sons over them. And likewise, he also made his own portion double. And in later days, Exiavi, who sustained the good, generous Ab, Chaylehim, the power, took vengeance up on the sons of Canaan and made the sons of Shem to inherit their country. These are the nations whom they inherited: the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites. These are they whom Canaan seized by force from the seed, the race of Shem. For it was not right for him to invade his kingdom and to falsify the oath. And because of this, they ceased to be, and their memorial perished through transgressing Exiavih, the sustainer, Chaylehim, the power, Elohim's command, and worshiping idols and bowing down to those who were not Elohim, who were no gods. And after the death of Shem, Arphaxad reigned. And after the death of Arphaxad, Cainan reigned. There's a footer here, and footer next to Cainan. Now, also for the Chabarim, check out the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, because one may wonder, well, since all that ratchetness was wiped out, how, and even, you know, some of the eems, like the Nephilim and some of these other ones seem to have been wiped out, how is it that they come back again? Well, the Book of Jubilees, Metafe Kufale, the Book of the Portions and Divisions, Kufale, it goes into detail about how that came about again at the Tower of Babel. But here the footer says there is some confusion here. Kainan was the son of Enos, according to Genesis chapter 5, verse 9. The footer right there. So Kainan reigned. And after the death of Kainan, Salah reigned. And after the death of Eber, After him, Eber reigned. And after him, Peleg reigned. And after him, Ragal or Reu reigned. And after him, Sarug reigned. And after him, Nahor reigned. And after him, Tara or Terah reigned. And these are they who made magical images, or we could say divinations. And they went to the tombs of their fathers and made an image or picture of gold and silver and brass and a devil, a diabolos, or a ganein, a shed, a demon, used to hold converse with them out of each of the images of their fathers, of their patriarchs, and say to them, quote, "Oh, my son, kle, kle, gele, gele, oh, my son, so-and-so, offer up to me as a sacrifice the son whom thou lovest," end quote. And they slaughtered their sons and their daughters to the devils, the diabolos, or the shedim, to the demons, the aganint. And they poured out innocent blood to filthy diabolos, the filthy devils, the filthy shedim, the filthy demons. Here the Kibbutz Neges, chapter 13, the segue here with Abraham. Segue with Abraham here, chapter 13. And Terah begot a son and called him Abraham or Abram. And when Abraham was 12 years old, his father Terah sent him to sell idols. And Abraham said, "These are no Elohim. These are no gods. These are not gods, not powers that can make deliverance." And he took away the idols to sell, even as his father had commanded him. And he said to those to whom he would sell them, quote, "Do you wish to buy Elohim, that gods that cannot make deliverance? Things made of wood and stone and iron and brass that the hand of an artificer hath made?" And they refused to buy the idols from Abraham, because he himself had defamed the images of his father. And as he was returning, he stepped aside from the road, and he set the images down and looked at them. And he said to them, "I wonder now if y'all are able to do what I ask you at this moment, and whether ye y'all are able to give me bread to eat or water to drink." And none of them answered him, for they were pieces of stone and wood. And he abused them and heaped revilings or curses up on them, and they never spake a word. And he buffeted the face of one and kicked another with his feet. And a third he knocked over and broke the pieces with stones. And he said to them, if y'all are unable to deliver yourselves from him that buffeteth you, that puncheth you, and ye and y'all cannot requite with injury him that injureth you, How can ye y'all be called Elohim? God's powers. Those who worship you do so in vain. Heber Kentu. And as for myself, I utterly despise y'all, and y'all shall not be my gods, Elohai, my power. Then he turned his face to the east. Look to the east. Then he turned his face to the east, and he stretched out his hands and said, be thou my God, Elohai, Hailei, O Adonai, Borei Hashemayim Waharetz, creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of the sun and the moon, creator of the sea and the dry land, maker of the majesty of the heavens and the earthly plain, and of that that is visible and of that that is invisible. O maker of the universe, the universe, be thou my God, Elohai, Hailei. I place my trust in thee, and from this day forth, I will place my trust in no other. Ein od melbado, save thee, I. And then there appeared to him a chariot of fire that blazed, and Abraham was afraid and fell on his face on the ground. And Hailehim, the power, said to him, Altira, boom, fear not thou, stand upright. And he removed fear from him. Here, the footnote says, compare with Genesis chapter 14, verse 1. And here, we got 90 seconds, y'all, calling, many are calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or catch the replay while supplies last. Here, going to ride up with just chapter 14, got 60 seconds to call in or check out the replay, if you're willing. Concerning the covenant of Abraham, and Ha Elohim, Alahayim, Hailehim, the power, held converse with Abram. And he said to him, Altira, fear thou not, for this day thou art Abdi, my servant, Bariyaye, my Bariya, my servant. And I will establish Kidane, my covenant with the eye, and with thy seed, Zareka, after the eye. And I will multiply thy seed, thy race, and I will magnify Shemeka, the eye Shem, the eye Nun, exceedingly. And I will bring down the tabernacle of my covenant up on the earth, the earthly plane, seven generations to thee, and it shall go round about with Zarika, the I see, the I race, and shall be Yeshua, salvation, victory to thy race. And afterward, I will send my word for the salvation of Adam and Banayo, his sons, for Iva. And at this moment, these who are of thy kinsmen are evil men, ratchet men, or rebels. And my divinity, that is true, they have rejected. And as for thee, the eye, that day by day, they may not seduce thee. Come. Get thee forth, lek leka, get thee forth out of this land and the land of thy fathers, thy patriarchs, into the land that I will show thee, I, and I will give it, give her to Zareka, the I see, the I race after thee, I. Here, a footer says, compare Genesis chapter 12. And 13, verses 14 to 17. Here, the Torah reading and feeding coming up in this Shavua, Yes, I. Lech Lecha. And Avram made obeisance. He bowed, he prostrated, he worshipped to Ha'ilahim, to the power, and was subject to Elohayo, his Elohim. And Ha Elohim, the power, said to him, thy name shall be Abraham. And he gave him the salutation of Shalom. And he went up, he aliyed up into Shemaima, Shemaim, into the heavens. And Abraham returned to his abode, and he took Sarah, his wife, and went forth, and did not go back to his father and his mother and his house and his kinsfolk, and he forsook them all for Ha Elohim, the power's sake. And he arrived in the city of Salem, and dwelt there, and reigned in righteousness, and did not transgress the commandment of Ha'ilahim, of the power of Xavier. And Xavier, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, blessed him exceedingly, enough. And at length, he possessed 318 stalwart servants who were trained in war and who stood before him and performed his will. And they wore tunics richly embroidered with gold, and they had chains of gold about their necks and belts of gold round their loins. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. And by means of these men, Abraham vanquished his foe. And he died in glory in Ha'ilahim and Xavier, and was more gracious and excellent than those who were before him. He was gracious and held in honor and highly esteemed. Hear a summary of the covenant of Abraham, the covenant of Abraham. Right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Adonai.
Yes.
Adonai.
Yes.
Rastafari.
And here also from the Kibra Neges, right here, just scrolling forward. Some very, very important reasonments here. Some very, very important reasonments right here. like to share this right here. Now, the previous Torah reading and feeding before the second was in the beginning. There's an interesting chapter here. It's chapter 102, right, concerning the beginning. And it's interesting to show that even there's that Hebraic influence. It says right here, concerning the beginning, as Dawid prophesied by the mouth of the Holy Spirit, saying, with thee was the headship on the day of might. So here it's actually speaking of Bereshit. But now here's what's interesting, because in the Ethiopic and in the Royal Amharic, the word for the beginning is not quite as a Hebrew. There's some nuances, but much of the foundational words is one and the same. So this kind of proves that this came through and from the Israelites of Ethiopia, from the Hebraic, even in the reasonment, bringing out Bereshit points to wisdom in the Hebrew. So comparing the Hebrew with the Hebrew, the first word in the beginning or in beginning, in Reshith, in Solomon's Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says that Wisma, she is the Reshith. And in chapter 8, Wisma, Hokmah, she testifies, the Hebrew Sophia, she testifies how she was there before all else was created, how the power brought her forth. So here we have the connection of Reshith is the female sense or the feminine sense of, when we say beginning, it's like the female word for head or principle. The Hebrew male sense is rosh. So that means head, simply put, but also in the context of principle. But here in chapter 102, it says concerning the beginning, which shows that there must be a Hebrew original to this, because when you understand the first book of the Bible and the context, you recognize even in the translation that, this came from the Israelites of Ethiopia, just as the faithful Ethiopians have testified. So here in chapter 102 concerning the beginning, it says, as Dawid prophesied by the mouth of the Holy Spirit, saying, with thee was the headship on the day of might. And it's pointing to Psalm 110, verse 3. Now, what do these words, day of might, mean? The question. It reads just like a midrash, just like the ancient midrash, the Judaic and Hebraic, the early studies of the sages. When we bring out a verse, then we ask, what do these words mean? And we zoom in on a part of the verse or a key word, and we compare scripture with scripture. Now, what do these words, day of might, mean? It not the day whereon Christ or Moshiach, the anointed, the word of Ha'ab, the Father, created the heavens and earth? For Moshe saith in the beginning of his book, in the beginning, God made the heavens and earth. For in the Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim wa et haaret. In the beginning, in the Reshit, in the principle, Elohim made the heavens and the earth. Understand then, quote, in the beginning, Bereshit meaneth in Christ. Now, what's so interesting is that Wisma is she, right? Yet in the New Covenant, it says how Christ, Moshiach, was made wisdom for I and I. It's interesting, and we'll connect the dots here. But in the beginning, meaneth in Messiah, who is the Word, right? The Word became flesh and tabernacled and dwelt amongst us. The interpretation, the Targum of beginning is Moshiach. John the Apostle, the son of Zebedee, saith concerning Christ, saith concerning Messiah, this is the first or beginning whom we have heard and seen, whom we have known, and whom our hands have felt. So here, pointing to John right, 1 and 1, right, John 1 and 1, and we will relate to you how we have a portion with him. And ye who believe our words shall have a portion with us, with I. And Luke, the disciple, saith in the Acts of the Apostles, quote, in the beginning, we make speech concerning everything in Acts chapter 1. And this that he saith sheweth that Christ or Moshiach was the redemption of all, and I admit we believe in him. Mark the evangelist, in the beginning of his book wrote, saying, quote, the beginning of the gospel is Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, the Bane Elohim, the Son of the Power. Here, Mark 1 and 1. And these words mean that Christ Moshiach was the glad tidings of the prophets and the apostles, and that we all have participated in his grace. And again, John the evangelist, Johannes Wengelawi, he wrote saying, quote, in the beginning was Hadabar, the Word, and the Word was with Exiavir, with Elohim. And in another place, his word showeth this plainly. And he saith, quote, and likewise, in the beginning was God the Word. Here is pointing to John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. And now observe that word of the Father is Moshiach, whereby he made the heavens and the earth and created everything. It is he who created, and without him nothing that came into being, and nothing whatsoever. Quote, he spake and they came into being. He commanded and they were created. Here the footnote points to Psalm XXXIII, Psalm 33 and 9. And the third glorious thing, hearken to it, quote, through the breath of his mouth, he created all their hosts. Here, the reference here is to Psalm 33, verse 6. This maketh manifest the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kadus, who is clearly referred to. And what shall we say? Let us weep for them. And what shall I and I say? Make I and I weep for them. Woe yo be to the Jews and to the pagans, the Arami, who have wandered. Now, here some people think it condemns all the Yehudi. No, because we say and see where Yeshua HaMoshiach says salvation of the Jews. But if salvation is of you and reject the salvation of you, then woe to them. Woe to the Jews and to the pagans, the Arami, who have wandered. The Jews and the pagans who have wandered, strayed from the truth, and have refused to submit to the love of Exiavi, the love of the sustainer, the love of Elohim, the power with which in his goodness he hath loved man. And after Adam was rejected through his sin, his uckery, he saved him by the greatness of his mercy, being crucified on the wood of the Meskel, the cross, his hands being pierced with nails, with his palm stretched out in humility, and his head, Rosho, his head, Rasu, bowed on one side. For our sakes, he, to whom suffering was unfitting, suffered in the everlasting majesty of his Godhead, of his divinity. He died that he might destroy death. He suffered exhaustion that he might give strength to the wearied being of the afar, the dust. A thirst, he drank vinegar. He was crowned with a crown of thorns. He feared not and was not ashamed of the contumely and hatred and spitting of the polluted Jews, the polluted Yehudim. He suffered beating. He was buffeted, punched with fists. He was pierced. He was transfixed with nails. He was reviled and mocked, being Elohim, being the power and the king of death and the bestower of glory. And because of this, he endured patiently all disgrace, wearied and miserable. They made him sad when they rejected him and hated him. But strong and glorious, what could sadden him when they brought false charges against him? For he himself knew his Godhead, for he himself knew his divinity, and he knew his glory, and he knew himself. And there was none, no one who knew him, for he was the creator of everything. And if they had known him, they would not have crucified the Adonai of praise of Isis, the Adonai of glory. And he said in his mercy, forgive them, Abi, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Here, pointing to Luke chapter 23, verse 34. They likened their creator to something that had been created. Again, they likened their creator to something that had been created. They likened their creator, the blameless creator, to something that had been created, and they slew a sojourner who did not belong to mortal creatures, and he was not a thing, a thing that had been made with the hand, but he himself was the maker. He himself was the creator, light of light, God of God, son of the Father, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, Isis Christ. He was the refuge. He was the feeder. He was the director. He whose domain was above what is on high and above everything abase himself. Even as Yeshaya, Esaias, Isaiah, the man of keen words among HaNabim, the Nabiyat, among the prophets, saith, he was a humble man, and his appearance was rejected. Like a root, he hid himself in parched ground. He came in the flesh, a being of the earth, though he was the sustainer of the universe and the savior of the universe. Here, bringing out Isaiah, Isaiah 53:2. And David ascribed beauty to him, saying, on thy beauty and in thy goodliness of form. Here, bringing out Psalm 50:2. And again, he, David, saith, quote, his form is more goodly than that of the children of men, the children of Adam. And again, he saith, quote, graciousness is poured forth from thy lips, And again, he saith, direct aright with prosperity and reign through righteousness and justice and sincerity. Hear, 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 Psalm XLV, Psalm 45. Take note, take note. Coronation, November 2nd, 1930 AD, Psalm 45. Psalm of the king and his consort. And again, he saith concerning the Yehudi, the Yehudim, the Jews, the enemies of the truth, quote, thine arrows are sharp and strong in the hearts of the haters of Hamelech, of the Negus, even Negus and Neges. And here, 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 they say compare Psalm 45 and 5, as well as Psalm, let's see, LVIII, as well as Psalm 58 and 7. Quote, it is right that they should transfix their hearts, end quote. It is right that they should transfix their hearts. He saith, to those who did not wish me to be king, to be Melech, to be Negus, even Negus and Neges, and they shall be brought before me, before I am pierced with spears. And again, Yeshaya, Isaiah saith concerning the Jews, the Yehudi came to his own and those of his own who rejected him, quote, I have sought for them and found them not. I have called, I've called to them. They have not answered me. I have loved them and they have hated me. Here, 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 bringing out Yeshaya, Isaiah, XLV. Isaiah 45 and 12. And again, David saith, quote, they returned to me to I evil for good. And they hated me. They hated I in return for my love for them. Here, here, we have Psalm, right? We have Psalm CIX. Psalm 109 and 5, connect to Psalm 109 and 5. Let's point that out right there. Or is that the Psalm? That might be the way they have the footnotes here. But check all these Psalms right here. And again, David saith, they returned to me evil for good, and they hated I in return for I love for them. And again, Yeshaya, Isaiah saith, with their lips, they profess love for me, but in their hearts, they keep afar from I. And their worshiping of me is an empty thing. How about vanity, kentu, vain? Isaiah chapter 29, 13. And as Moses saith, quote, they have moved me to wrath with their gods, with their Elohims. And I will move them to zealousy with that which is not a nation. For they are a people whose counsel is destroyed. Hear, 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 Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21 and 28. And those who said, quote, we have no law, we have no Torah, to them have HaTorah, the Torah, been given. For Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaElohim, HaShalosh, HaKadosh, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, is the giver of HaTorah, the law, to everyone. And HaElohim rewarded the Jews according to their wickedness, their ratchetness. And he treated the Gentiles, the nations, according to their simplicity. For he is merciful and compassionate to those who call upon him and who take refuge in him and who purify themselves from all uncleanness in the church and in the tabernacle of the law of Exiavi, the sustainer. And he loveth those who weep and repent, even as Estephanos, Stephen, one of the 70 disciples, saith. And here it says, compare Acts chapter 6, verse 3, and Acts chapter 7, verse 34. Now, among the 70 disciples, there were seven who were chosen for service, for the Aboda, service with the 12 apostles, to perform the Aboda, the service with Silas and Barnabas, Marco and Luca and Paulos, Mark, Luke, and Paul. And this Estephanos, Stephen, spake to the Yehudim, the Jews, whilst he was standing up to martyrdom, and the Yehudim, the careless Jews, were killing him, and said to them, as he showed them their folly in not having kept the commandment of Hilahim, ye, y'all, have not kept the Torah. Here in the covering of guests, it actually has written the Torah. Ye, y'all, have not kept the Torah according to the ordinance of the Melakim, the angels, as ye, y'all, received it. And it saith in the Acts of the Apostles, quote, when they heard this, they went mad with anger and gnashed their teeth. Here, compare Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 53 and 54. Now, hearken, Shmuel, hearken, y'all, to me, Shmuel, in his saying, quote, ye, y'all, have not kept the Torah according to the order of the Melakim, the angels, end quote. We have a form and a foreshadowing of what is in the Shemayim, in the heavens. That is to say, the heavenly and free Yerushalayim, the heavenly and free Jerusalem, the habitation of Elyon, of the Most High, the habitation of Le'ul. Le'ul in the Ethiopic is Most High, and Elyon in the Hebrew. Whereof the situation, check, also Le'ul and Elyon also means the prince as well, the prince and Most High, but literally the one who is above. The habitation of Elyon, the habitation of Le'ul, whereof the situation and construction are incomprehensible to mortal heart. And in it is the throne of Elyon, the throne of the Most High, of the Le'ul, the prince, that is surrounded with fire, and four beasts bear it in their place. That is the sixth heaven. And a throne goeth up to the seventh heaven, the habitation of Ha'ab, habitation of the Father. And there dwelleth he who is, he who be, with his Father and with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kadus, who vivifieth, who giveth life, who vivifieth everything. And the tabernacle of the church, the Kahal, the Kehillah, the called out assembly called the church, is a similitude, a likeness of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, Jerusalem. That is in the Shemayim, the heavens. And the church of the Gentiles is a similitude. And the church of the nations is a similitude to the likeness of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, that is in the heavens. in the heavens. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, here, here. Like to go forward and share. Often we might speak about the covering of gas, but how it connects and even illumines and illuminates I and I in the true ancient understanding, understanding, overstanding is very, very interesting, brothers and sisters. We'll go over to a quick Rhema tune, and then we'd like to just go forward to chapter 104. Chapter 103 is concerning the horns of the altar, and chapter 104 is more concerning the ark, more concerning the ark and the talk of the ratchet. Now, it's interesting because there's an interesting link between the ark of Noah as well as the ark of the covenant. Right here, 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 here. Elements with glory to the Most High.
Celestia is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the king beside me. Elements, set it.
I set glory to the Most High. The Most High of everything you're doing. Praise the Most High. I'm on Zion High. This is where I'm going. Praise to the Most High. The Most High of each and every blessing. Praise to the Most High. I and I give glory to the prophet, to the priest, and the king. And this is why man are chanting wherever you're planted. The life and creation, the bring him and stand it. Babylonians, them up for your backstand it. Man, a rebel, feel like nothing, and I just see me rampant. Enough time to Lucifer, don't try to tempt me. Enough time, me could abide the dreams of the Bentley. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you don't set me. Cause only I alone, and you can't help me. Glory to the Most High, the Most High, for everything you're doing. But chance to come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for. Cause life is a treasure. If not belong backward, belong to Caesar. Sure when me come to me, God dash with me Caesar. They don't have no peace, except no for them moving to Pisa. Even them artists can't even speak more than a sleeper. Them just ask the last chance that one feet move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is I am the Glory to the Most High, the Most High, everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High, I'm on Zion High, this is where I'm dwelling. Glory to the Most High, the Most High, each and every morning. Glory to the Most High, I and I give glory to the prophet, the priest, and the king. And this is why man has chanted wherever you're planted. Life and creation, the bring him and stand it. Hey, Babylon and them up for your back stand it. Man, a rebel feel like not a new, not just to be rapping. Enough time for Lucifer to try to tempt me. Enough time me could have died, the danger be bursting. A lucky thing, me never answer to what you done sent me. Cause only I am an angel, I can't help me. Glory to the Most High, the Most High, for everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High, I'm on Zion High.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. A little Selah moment. Give thanks. Chaber Shali. Yes, I, for reminding me to open up the mic right here. Yes, more concerning the ark. Here, here, here. Chapter 104. More concerning the ark and the talk of the wicked, the talk of the ratchet. And as concerning the ark, Exavia, to sustain the Ha'ilahim, the power saved Noah in the ark. And Exavia, to sustain the hell converse with Abraham in the wood of Manbar, of the Menbar. Here, there's a note right here. It says, compare Genesis. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. That is to say, the wood that cannot be destroyed. He saved Yitzhak, Isaac, by means of the ram that was caught in the thicket. Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. And he made Jacob rich by means of three rods of woods that he laid in running water. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37. And through the top of his staff, Jacob was blessed. Here, we have Genesis chapter 47, verse 31, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. And he said to Moses, quote, make a tabernacle of wood that cannot be destroyed in the similitude of Zion, the tabernacle of the covenant. And when David took it from the city of Samaria, he placed the tabernacle of the law in a new tabernacle and rejoiced before it and rejoiced before her. Here we have 2 Shemuel, chapter 6, verse 3. And from the beginning, Exavia, to sustain the Ha'ilahim, had made the tabernacle the means of salvation. And very many signs and wonders were performed through it by its form and similitude, by its form and likeness. Hearken y'all now to I, Shemu'uli, and I will show you plainly how Exavia, to sustain the Ha'ilahim, had ordained salvation through the wood of Meskelu, his cross, in the tabernacle of his law from the beginning to the end. Salvation came to Adam through the wood, for Adam's first transgression came through the wood. And from the beginning, Ha'ilahim ordained salvation for him through the wood. For Ha'ilahim himself is the creator and giver of life and death. And everything is performed by his word. And he created everything, and he maketh righteous him that serveth him in purity in his pure tabernacle of the law. For it is called, quote, mercy seat, end quote. And it is also called, quote, place of refuge, end quote. And it is also called, quote, altar, end quote. And it is also called, quote, place of forgiveness of sins, end quote. And it is called, quote, salvation, end quote. And it is called, quote, gate of life, end quote. And it is called, quote, glorification, end quote. And it is called, quote, city of refuge, end quote. And it is called, quote, ship, end quote. And it is called, quote, haven of salvation, end quote. And it is called, quote, house of prayer, end quote. And it is called, quote, place of forgiveness of sins of uckery for him that prayeth in purity in it, end quote. So that man may pray therein in purity and not defile their bodies. Exavier Ha'ilahim loveth the pure, for he is the habitation for the pure. Those who come into his habitation and are accepted in the holy tabernacle and who pray to him with all their heart, he will hear and will save in the day of their tribulation. and he will fulfill their desire. For he has made the holy tabernacle to be a similitude, a likeness of his throne. But there are some among those whom ye y'all have brought to us, to I and I, who are like to us Christians, but who have not abandoned the sin, the uckery, that their father, Diabolos, Hasatan, has made to spring up in them. And he saith, quote, thus it is right that we should pray in Sion, the tabernacle of the law of Exiaviah, the sustainer. She was at the first and is even now. The similitude thereof and the fruit thereof are the mother of the Redeemer, Mariam, Mary. It is right that we should worship her, for in her name is blessed the tabernacle of the law, the Torah of Exiaviah Hailehim. And it is right that we should worship Michael and Gabriel, and the Archbishop Cyril answered and said to them, and if he hath said this to them, we also will say to them, what did Gitachini Jesus Christos, our Lord Jesus Christ, Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach, say when he was teaching those who believed in him? One came from outside and said to him, quote, behold them, thy father and thy mother outside, seeking thee. And Christ, the lover of men, the lover of humanity, and Messiah, Moshiach, the lover of humanity, answered, and stretching out his arms towards those whom he was teaching, said, without making any distinction or difference between man and woman, quote, behold them, my father, my mother, my brother, and my brother, whosoever hath heard my word and have done the will of my father. That same is my father, my mother, and my sister. Here, there's a footer right here. It says, compare with Matthew chapter 12, verse 49, and Mark chapter 3, verse 34. Oh, thou blind-hearted Yehudi, oh, thou blind-hearted Jew, canst thou not see his mercy and his love for men, his love for humanity, when he spake thus like this? He neither separated nor made a distinction, but he said to them, Achi, Achi, Ach Sheli, my brother, Wendeme, Nyene Wendem. For he loveth those who love him and keep his commandments, especially the martyrs, who for his sake deliver themselves over to death, though they knew the bitterness of death. And the solitary monks, the Bahitawiyan, who keep the commandment of Hailehim of Exiaviah and love him with all their hearts. And he loveth them and their graves which are built, that is to say, the martyriums and the churches that are built in their names and the tabernacles that the bishops consecrate in their names. Everyone is holy in the house of the sanctuary of Exiaviah, the sustainer, and the man who prayeth in their names, Exiaviah, Hailehim, heareth. And those who pray in purity, without uncleanness and blemish, and in humility and sincerity, in a tabernacle that has been consecrated, whether it be in the name of a martyr or in the name of an angel or in the name, the names of the righteous, or in the name of a virgin, or in the name of holy woman, if it be consecrated, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Holy Spirit, cometh down upon them and changeth the wood so that it becometh a spiritual being. In this wise, Exiaviha Hailahim, the power, transformed the rod of Moses by his word, and it became a thing of life, and made Moses, Moshe, fear Adonaiyo, his Adon, his Lord, his sovereign, his Geta. And in like manner, Joseph worshipped the top of the rod of Yaakov when he was before him. No one forced him, but through the face of Abio, his father, he worshipped the top of his rod. And this that Moses wrote is a prophecy for the last days, so that we may know that tabernacles in the names of martyrs and righteous men are holy. Namely, when he saw him, he worshipped the top of his rod. And I will also be clear to you what is written concerning the pride of Paro, pride of Pharaoh. Moshe did as Elohim commanded him and turned his rod into a serpent. And Paro and Pharaoh commanded the magicians, the sorcerers, to do the same with their rods. And they made their rods into three serpents that, by means of magic, wriggled before Moshe, where Aharon, Moses and Aaron, and before Paro, Pharaoh, and the nobles of Egypt, the nobles of Mitzrayim. And the rod of Moshe swallowed up the rods of the magicians. For these deceivers had worked magic for the sight of the eyes of men. Now, that happened through the word, the Divrei Elohim, the word of the power, overcometh every kind of magic that can be wrought, every kind of magic that can be done. And no one can find him to be evil, for it is the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, the Isla Iris, who guideth and directeth him that ameneth, that admitteth as true, that believeth with an upright heart without negligence. Even as Paul saith, quote, by believing the fathers, the patriarchs of olden time from the Kedem were saved. Hebrews chapter 11. He wished to make known each by his name, from Adam and Noah and Abraham to Rahab, the harlot who received the spies. O thou, and thou, O blind Yehudi, blind Jew, canst thou not understand, from what thou readest in the law, that is to say, the Torah, wherein thou believest, that inasmuch as thou canst not perform its commandments, thou art cursed thereby. For when he saith, quote, all those who walk therein, if they do not keep what is written therein, accursed shall they be. He saith it to thee, but I who believe, who amen in Christ, even Christ in his kingly character, in Christ, in Moshiach, in the world of Exiavihir, in the Son of the Sustainer, in the Bane, Elohim Chayi, the grace of Hailahim, of the power of Exiavihir, hath chosen, saying, quote, he who believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hear, 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 the foot up pointing to Mark, Mark chapter 16, covering Mark chapter 16:16. And here, here, here is only fitting. Exiavihir Yemesken, praise be to the Sustainer. Yes, sir.
Exiavihir, let Jah be free. The goose and the God, let Jah be free. The Daniel Lamb, let Jah be free. Let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. He watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. Maketh the grass to grow for him. Jah made the hunger for man. He made the hunger for man. Jah made the hunger for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like grass. Now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. As the wax is melted, let them be melted, Jah, Jah. If ye fear, let Jah be free. Daniel Lamb, let Jah be free. The goose and the God, let Jah be free. You better let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. I said let him be free. Oh, like
skin. Yes, yes, yes. It's the out of your mess skin. Yes, by Yeshua Shalom. Yeshua Shalom to all the Iden, especially those who have been tried in with I, calling in, tuning in, but especially to those according to their means who have been donating, liking, sharing, you know, subscribing, you know, to teaching of His Majesty. Just may y'all bless the eye, keep the eye, cause its face, its grace to shine on the eye, give the eye Yeshua Shalom, Shabuah, the week, the seven coming forward, Shabuah, Shalom, peace, peace in the eye spirit, in the eye soul, in the eye's health, the eye body, the health, also one's material wealth as well. Yes, I. Look for more to come, looking forward, yes, I. Here, just to ride up and to ride out with this right here is appropriate for the first day. You know, the first day of the Shavuot, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. Yes, I.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth, then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my help and my strength, so shall I see. He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my guide in my resting and my rising, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my guide when Philistines come down upon me, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to fall, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, so who shall I fear? He's my guide from the vampires, so who shall I fear?
My left hand, so who shall I?